welcome Arnold Brown.
Thank you, Emma, dear. But of course, I don't mean that in a sexist way. The media condition us about sexism. When was the last time you read reports about ravishing Roy Hattersley? Bubbly Kenneth Baker? Or vivacious Norman Tennant? It was actually Norman Tennant who said, "There's no difference between a page three girl and a Rubens newt. No harm at all in page three." Now, I've been to the National Gallery many times, but I've never seen men in ducky raincoats with their tongues hanging out. I live in Hampstead. There's a lot of narrow pavements there which are quite isolated. If I happen to be walking behind a woman, I worry about frightening her, so I always rush out into the middle of the road. Mind you, I have been knocked down by a few cars, but it's all in a good cause, isn't it? I'm talking about sexism, and who isn't? I know I am. I could have hired a female butler, but I wouldn't want a member of the opposite sex waiting on me. I'm talking mother. I feel so guilty. Morning, Chris.
Morning. Your environment guardian, sir. I have ironed it and corrected the spelling mistakes. And here's your breakfast.
What's this? Seaweed omelette again?
It is from the Dead Sea.
Which one?
I really think you ought to leave the shopping to me, sir.
Maybe I will. No, I couldn't let you do the shopping, Chris. It's bad enough having a butler without having him waiting on me hand and foot.
You could employ a woman to do your shopping.
There's so many of them doing it already. And what are man-sized tissues anyway? That always puzzles me. What man are they talking about? And how did they manage to get him into the box in the first place? Just the other day, I was in the supermarket and I saw a woman struggling to carry dozens of tins of dog food and a dog. I did what you'd expect any new man to do in the circumstances. I completely ignored her.
Ah, it's Emma, your lovely, charming chairwoman.
Chairperson, Chris.
Oh, very right on, sir.
And do you have to describe her like that? I've never heard you compliment me.
You are neither lovely nor charming, sir.
Hello, Emma. I thought Uncle Harry was with you.
He'll be along. He was just showing a lady to a door.
Did the door recognize her?
3 letters have arrived today, Arnold. First, there's exciting news from the Reader's Digest. You may have won a beautiful antique-style carriage clock. Warmer.
Oh, how thoughtful. What a nice touch here. They've even written to me personally. Dear Barnold.
The second one's about a television appearance.
Jonathan Ross? Clive James?
All our yesterdays?
No, not exactly. It's a porridge oats ad.
I don't like porridge. Why do people assume that if you're Scottish, you love porridge, haggis and Muriel Gray?
Arnold, you do love Muriel Gray.
But it is purely physical. Look, I'd only consider doing the advert if they're giving porridge a different image. Like, I wake up between silk sheets in a Docklands apartment and make my woman friend a bowl of porridge. Or I enjoy my wholemeal croissants.
No, not quite. You're married with 4 kids, it's snowing outside and you can't make the porridge. Spill it down your kilt and your wife has to make it for you.
Oh, it's good to see they're not using stereotypes.
And they need a new figure to toss the caber on the packet. Sounds like a job for Uncle Harry.
Morning, Arnold. Ah, breakfast. Have you not got any porridge?
No, I refuse to have it in the house.
Aye, and not only that, he's refusing to advertise it.
But you'd get to wear a kilt.
There's no way I would want any member of my household associated with kilts, cabers, or crass commercialism. It's beneath our dignity.
I take it that's a no, sir.
The last letter is from Playgirl. They'd like you to do a centrefold spread.
Oh, I see. They want the new, sophisticated, intellectual breed of man for the 90s. I think we're talking Bell of Manic.
Well, actually, he's turned them down again. They'll be taking the photos in glamorous locations. The Bahamas, the Seychelles, Hawaii.
As Thatcher once said, you've got to go where the work is.
Arnold, think carefully. Could you really accept the responsibility of women everywhere fantasizing over you?
I think so.
Could I have this tower drill, please?
Present for the husband, eh?
No, it's for me. I'm converting the loft.
Ah, then you'll want our Phillips lady drill.
Oh, and what's the difference?
Well, the lady drill comes in a range of pastel shades and features a rather pleasing floral design on the handle.
Oh, does it have a hammer action?
It has a handy compact mirror attachment, plus a wide choice of mauve, pink or mustard coloured drill bits, graded in the same width as knitting needles, so you'll know what you're doing, love.
I'm a trained carpenter and electrician.
Oh, I'm sorry, you should have said you were a lesbian.
I've never heard such offensive rubbish in my life.
All part of the service, sweetheart.
Look, I'd like a woman assistant.
I expect they're on their break, having a good gossip.
Right, that's it. I can't stand this any longer. I'm leaving.
Just a minute, madam. Look up there in that corner, and you'll see a hidden camera. Thank you for taking part in Bastards About. You've been a great sport.
Oh, I don't believe it. God, I really thought...
That I was an absolute sexist pig. How'd you go in there, eh?
Oh, you were very good.
So you'll take the power drill?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, if you're lucky, I'll show you how to work it round at my place tonight.
Goodbye.
I was right, she is a lesbian.
And now the first broadcast of Dennis Potter's new play, a haunting investigation into the subliminal influences arising from the darkest recesses of the human mind. Dennis Potter's Call What a Big Juicy Pear.
Well, darling, here we are. Now, tell me, honestly, what do you think of my body?
It's lovely, Roger, darling, but is it usual for a pathologist to bring his work home with him?
When I was originally involved with alternative comedy, we liked to think there was no real differences between men and women. This is a lie we all told ourselves. Now I realize there's a big difference. Women have dozens of magazines about their feelings. There's Prima, Bella, Hello. There's also She, Me, You. I've even heard there's a new one starting soon. It's called You. No, not You. The woman standing behind you. And in these kind of magazines, you could always read things about...
Giving birth on a ski slope. Fergie tells you how.
Or...
Action girl Annika's greatest challenge yet. Can she stay out of the media for more than 12 hours?
And have you ever wondered...
How I keep smiling when my grandma's in prison, my boyfriend's picked up scabies, and my dog is anorexic.
Still, men have the magazines too. Striped Shirt Weekly, European Stud, and my particular favourite, Radical Briefcase.
Arnold, I've just been talking to the thinking woman's crumpet himself.
You flatter me.
No. Melvin Bragg.
I really don't think I'm interested in being the subject of a one-hour South Bank special, Emma. 2 hours, perhaps.
He's passed on a few tips for you about the centrefold. Health up here relaxed in front of a camera. Meditation. Empties the mind, touches the inner soul, and expands the consciousness.
I've already heard The Grateful Dead.
No, try it. Just relax. Close your eyes. Lie back and think of...
Scotland.
A mantra. Something of great personal importance to you.
Roll on deodorant. Roll on deodorant. and relax already. Deodorant adverts, shampoo adverts, washing powder, I hate them all. Women clutching sweaty shirts and conversing with Jimmy Young. Well, I'd like to ask tonight this. Have you ever washed a shirt yourself, Jimmy? I doubt it. I've just bought a nice big washing machine. The instruction booklet says the best way to dry clothes is to hang them out on a clothesline. Thanks very much. 700 quid for that advice. Another instruction says, NB, never climb into the machine. Yes, isn't technology interesting? And in the booklet, they recommend only one washing powder. Now, I don't like that. I'm an individual kind of person. I like to do what I feel like. I don't like one washing powder to get too near to me. I like to be promiscuous. I like to wash around. If a washing powder gets too near to you, it gets big ideas like, can I move in with you, Arnold? Let's buy a flat together. Oh, I'm buying a flat with a washing powder. Are you, Arnold? That's very interesting. Excuse me, I've just seen a friend.
I didn't believe it, but this is the brightest whiteness I've ever had from a wash. It sparkles, it radiates, and gives a new release of light to all my washing whites.
Cut. Thanks, Barbara, that's fine.
No, I mean it. It's fantastic. Just look at the brilliance of the shirt. And Susan's blouse. They glow. They light up darkened rooms.
Yes, thanks, Barbara. We're done now, dear.
Such light. Such light. It's exploding.
Really, it's a wrap.
It's not of this world. It makes the lame walk, cures unemployment. It beats the third world.
So, would you swap for 2 packets of this powder?
Okay, then.
These washing powder advertisers get everywhere. You'd think from watching their adverts that their products are the only things that excite women.
I think I'm in the mood. That looks interesting. Desmond's dirty washing line.
I'm at the laundrette. I'm opening the laundry bag. Lots of lovely stains. Coffee. Jam. Budgie vomit. Oh, what a big budgie. I'm inserting the 50p piece. I can feel the machine vibrating. I can feel a soap suds. The bubbles are getting bigger and bigger.
Yes, coin op interruptus. Commercials. What do they do for you? What do they do for me? Oh, quite a lot, actually. They do for my holidays.
I can offer you nothing but blood, sweat, and tears. But your new biological washing powder will soon tip that.
Davina, I've just had a client on line one. He wants to know whether babies really are the latest male fashion accessory.
Of course they are, Trevor.
But dangling from the earlobes?
Oh, they're all the rage in Paris. Who's in next?
It says Alvaro.
Oh, yes. Needs grooming for the centerfold in Plago. Bring him in. And Trevor, do you really think that tie is saying confidence?
I'm not sure.
No. Get rid, darling. Welcome to the Inner Body Shop. I'm Davina, your personal holistic counsellor. And this is Trevor, my fashion accessory. Hi. Make yourself comfy, Mr. Brown.
Call me Arnold. It's my name, you know.
Coffee, Trevor.
No, thank you.
So, centrefold, Arnold. What sort of angle are we proposing?
Well, I actually thought I could be sexy, but in an ideologically sound sort of way.
Okay. Well, what about working on a new man image?
Well, I think you'll find I've been a new man for many years now. Some say I'm an old new man. My enemies actually call me Neanderthal Man. But I prefer to think of myself as a well-worn but still comfortable man.
You see, Arnold, to me, you're just not saying, want me.
You need to loosen up, Arnold.
I take it you've never posed provocatively for a camera before?
You obviously haven't seen my passport photograph.
It's very important that you lose your inhibitions. Tell us a bit about your past.
Anything that caused you embarrassment?
Well, I used to have a Known Sisters album.
That's not so bad.
Framed.
Tell us about your school days, Arnold.
I used to be embarrassed about taking a communal shower. All the girls poked fun at me. So I think I've got over that. Being a community type of guy, I'll shower with anyone now, except, of course, Anthony Perkins.
So, Arnold, when I open my magazine, I want to see this new breed of intellectual man gazing thoughtfully out at me. You're going to be the greatest thing that's ever happened to Playgirl, Arnold.
I'd like to think so. Have you ever noticed how adverts are economical with the truth? Have you seen the Crunchy advert? Thank Crunchy, it's Friday. What's that saying? You need a bar of chocolate to tell you what day of the week it is.
What's happening? Where am I? It's Sunday, but I'm still at work. If only I'd eaten that Crunchy.
Can you imagine what we'd get if adverts really told the truth?
Uncle Ronald's Juicy Burgers. A delicious mixture of brain, nose, genitals and hooves. From assorted animals pupped together by slave labor. All in a tasty relish that contravenes 37 different chemical warfare conventions. Yes, 37. Mmm, lovely.
The Arnold Brown Fact File.
Fact. Arnold Brown has never appeared naked in a centerfold spread.
True. They told me to keep my clothes on. They like that at New Scientist.
Rumour. Arnold is sick of BBC repeats.
False. I like nostalgia. I think the BBC should bring out on video a series of classic weather reports. Light showers of 1960s. Great cold fronts of our time. And Michael Fish, the sports jacket years.
Fact. Arnold has vivid memories of his childhood years.
Yes. When I was growing up in Scotland, my parents slept in separate bedrooms. My father in Glasgow, my mother in Edinburgh. That's why I call safe sex.
You know something, Fritz? This isn't man's work.
Not white man's work, but anyway.
But I never said that.
Neither did I.
What's that you're reading, Fritz?
I'm reading the most abhorrent and disgusting degradation of the female sex I've ever seen.
What's it called?
Spare rib.
I never realised you were so involved with women's issues, Fritz.
I like to see myself as a bit of a feminist, Vic.
And what's wrong with the magazine?
It's full of talk about women going to work and women being allowed their say. I mean, it's bad enough with the blacks, but women...
I know what you mean. Just before we left Joburg, I said to my wife, "Darling, while I'm in England, could you please make sure my potting shed is kept clean?" And she said, "When I get time."
You've got the right firebrand on your hands there, Fritz.
A world catalogist.
When I get time. This is anarchy.
And we're so far away.
Wouldn't mind, but it's not as if we're unsympathetic.
No, I'm all for women's independence.
My wife is quite welcome to go out and be an airline pilot if she wants.
Just as long as my tea's on the table when I get home.
Women, like everybody else, have a place in our society.
Below ours.
But I never said that.
And neither did I.
No, nor me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the press council is now in session. Bring forward the accused.
My God, there's a huge bloody rat in the room. Call the exterminator, quick.
That's the editor of the Sport, sir.
Personally, I can never understand why the press gives so much coverage to something like Barbara Cartland. Cruelty without beauty.
Hello, my name's Mike Genuine, and in tonight's discussion, we'll be discussing discussion programs. Let's find out what people think. No, don't all talk at once. Just calm down. Let's turn back to Sarah. Sarah, we've talked about your Open University degree, the bestseller, and the Pulitzer Prize, but what our viewers really want to know is, how do you, as a working mum, find the time?
Well, Mike, it all comes down to efficient time management.
Using your time wisely.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Any woman willing to get up at 3 a.m. and take 15 Pro Plus could do it.
And how does hubby take to this lifestyle?
I'm afraid I lost him.
Oh, I am sorry.
It was in Sainsbury's, I think, near the meat counter.
You must find your children a great comfort.
Yeah, Jamie's the eldest by 18 months, and Robin is very bright. He's proofreading my new Sunday Underspondent series, The Placenta, Not Just Another Diet Fad. Would you like to meet them?
Sure.
Say hello, children. Hello. Hello.
Now, they're glove puppets, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. Say hello to the obnoxious television presenter.
Hello, obnoxious television presenter.
I think we'll take a break for some adverts.
Advert program. Program advert. Selling us images, selling us products. Alcohol-free lager. I prefer lager-free alcohol. Am I talking sense here? I don't think so. Programs like that really annoy me. Still, I like to get my own back in the television license, people. Just for spite. I leave the television on for hours without even looking at it. And sometimes I put the radio on and deliberately fall asleep.
Just to remind you, this is Chris Parrott here, keeping you night people company through till five with some of the most exciting sounds around. Now the Maury Keene Big Band with their arrangement of Strangers in the Night. Hold it. I've just been handed a... Oh, dear. Looks like our radars have picked up 400 missiles closing in fast.
What?
Looks like that's our lock, night people. This is it.
Oh, my God. I haven't even got time to cancel my sub to Radical Morris Dancing.
Just testing you there. So, we're not going to nod off again, are we? I mean, how would you like it if I went to sleep while you were talking to me?
I wouldn't hold that against you as long as you had paid your ticket.
What is there anyway on late-night TV?
Epitaph, with Roger McGough reading the tombstones and Dr. Jonathan Miller explaining how they died. Or over on the other channel, That's My Dog, where Keith Floyd puts pet owners to the ultimate test of taste.
How are we going to tell them?
Look, we've just got to.
Do you think they'll be able to take it?
Just go on, but for God's sake, do it gently.
The headlines. I'm afraid we've got something rather unpleasant to tell you. Maybe you'd all like to pour yourself a stiff drink. God, I hate this job. Look, I'm going to have to be blunt. You know, death's a strange thing. One minute you could be enjoying a creme caramel, and the next minute you're on a remote Pacific island after an earthquake with 100,000 dead people lying all around you. Whoops! Sorry. It just slipped out.
I really can't say how sorry we are.
Hold on, there's some major news just coming in.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank God for that. Let me tell them.
No, I'll do it. Following open heart surgery, Gordon the goldfish is recovering well. A hospital spokesman said he's a plucky little blighter.
We're so pleased Gordon's pulled through. I wonder if he got the fruit sent him. Ah, those shifty-looking builders must have left this video behind. The Terminator. I read about that somewhere. Now, that's the one where he kills everyone he meets and blows up every building he's in the vicinity of. I remember thinking at the time, there's a neighborhood watch scheme that isn't working. Social workers tell us we should have sympathy for people like the Terminator, who probably come from a broken home. I always point out, but he broke it himself.
Right, Arnold. Ready for your debut in Playgirl?
Of course.
Why are you wearing a serviette?
This is a cravat, Emma. Don't you think it adds a certain je ne sais quoi? You can see I'm ready for 1992, International Cravat Year.
Here, let me tie it properly.
Breakfast is finished, sir.
I know.
Then why are you wearing your serviette?
It's a cravat, Chris.
Oh, very Hampstead, sir. A message from a Mr. Connolly.
Ah, Billy. What did he say?
I'm still translating it.
There, you're ready. You realise you're setting standards for that 90s comedian, Arnold. Apparently, Alexi Sale's doing a centrefold soon.
I think we're talking double page spread.
Arnold, hello. All ready then?
I hope you don't mind Chris, my butler, and Uncle Harry coming along.
Now, because it's your first shoot, Arnold, I want you to feel comfortable, relaxed. Do you like pythons?
Pivens?
He's very friendly, though he's not been too well. I think a rat disagreed with him.
What was it? Politics? Religion?
I thought if you had him draped around your naked body, it'd give you that elusive manly look.
Naked? Must be some mistake. I'm an intellectual. I keep my clothes on. I don't even take my glasses off.
What? Not even a nipple? But Arnold, nipples say so much.
Not to me, they don't. I brought my own props. Sartre's trilogy, the Essays of Camus, a copy of this.
Hmm. Yeah, it's not very erotic.
You obviously haven't seen my sultry Ernest Hemingway groin thrust.
Hmm. Let's try it with the three of you by the table.
Luckily, I've come prepared. Well, what do you think?
You can't wear a kilt.
Yeah, great, Uncle Harry. Lift it a bit higher. A bit higher. Arnold, can you crouch down? A bit more? Chris, lose the jacket.
All right.
Good. Arnold, kneel right down. Yeah, fine. Yeah, lose the shirt, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Lift that kilt a bit higher, Harry.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay, Arnold. Move back. Yeah, a bit more. A bit more.
Are you sure I'll be seen underneath this table?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think we can lose the socks, Chris.
You sure you've got my sparring in?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, back a bit, Arnold.
Are you really sure you'll be seen under here? It's very dark tonight.
Yeah, it looks great, Arnold, really. This will be your biggest career move yet.
Oh, well done, sir. A regular appearance on Blankety Blank.
I'm sure you can't see me here.
The offers will come flooding in now. Arnold! Have you seen the copy of Playgirl yet?
Don't talk to me about it.
What's wrong? It's not that bad.
It's terrible.
Well, they've caught your hums very well.
Hello, Emma. Arnold.
We were just looking through them, and Chris, I must say, you look really buzzing in that posing pouch.
Thank you. And may I congratulate you on the brilliant composition of your hands, sir.
Traitor.
Arnold, don't have a canny in the kilt.
It's a belting one of your sporran, Uncle Harry.
Aye, and they've asked me to be in the next 2 issues.
Well, that's very nice, isn't it? I was supposed to be the centre of attention. I was the intellectual that every woman would want to read about. I'm not even in it.
Oh, it's not so bad, Arnold. Your fingers look good.
It's terrible to see a respected comedian cry.
Heartbreaking. How fortunate we don't know any.
Leave me alone. Well, in my experience, I've had to be philosophical about these things, because it's at times like these I like to sit back, relax, take a deep breath, and say to myself, aren't there a lot of bastards in the world?
You have been listening to Arnold Brown and Company, performed by Arnold Brown, Christopher Campbell, David Charles, and Emma Garner Clark. It was written by Arnold Brown, Julie Rutherford, Marvin Close, Peter Kerry, and Paul Cornell, with Simon Michelson, Martin O'Callaghan, Nelson David, Joan Ormrod, Tony Bagley, John Feather, Alistair Newton, John Wilson, Anthony Peregrine, Stephen J. Killick, Dominic Maxwell, Finlay Michaels, Bill Naylor. The producer was Paul Z. Jackson.
Listeners to Arnold Brown and Company may like to know that later tonight you can hear the prize-winning Radio 4 documentary, The Making of Arnold Brown and Company. Also available from BBC Publications is the Arnold Brown pop-up book of sophisticated party jokes, the Chris the Butler hand-tooled chamois leather set, and an 80-foot tapestry woven by Parisian nuns depicting key scenes from the series.
And why not?